Back in 2006, in June of that year, I was privileged to be in England, and one of the places I went to was Dover. And in the cliffs of Dover is this intricate series of tunnels and rooms that had been established for the Second World War. And it was from those rooms that an event of such great significance happened 79 years ago today. The evacuation of 300,000 British troops from the shores of Dunkirk. And one of the things that's remarkable about the Dunkirk evacuation is that prior to this remarkable event, the English people went to prayer, and supposedly the churches were filled with people praying for the deliverance of the British troops. And then after they were returned to Great Britain, there was a great day of thanksgiving that was held throughout the country. Now, of course, this was June the 4th, 1940, so the Second World War had just started. But that rescue mission was of such importance that without it, the war might have been lost. Today, we hear of our Lord's purposeful prayer, which enacts the fullness of his rescue mission. John chapter 17 is the longest prayer of our Lord anywhere in Holy Scripture, and we'll be reading it over the next 3 days. In the first part of the prayer, Jesus is focusing on the work that he is about to accomplish by going to the cross. And the cross is indeed for us that event whereby we are rescued from the domain of evil and of death. And he talks about this in the first 5 verses of John 17. And from there, he then goes on to talk about the mission of the apostles, what they will be called to do. And one of the things that we see at play throughout this prayer is the interplay of words, the world and those I have called out of the world. St. John is absolutely clear on the following point, that the world is that realm that is in opposition to God and his purposes. The world, in some ways, you could say, represents like Nazi Germany. And what God is doing in Christ is wanting to deliver us from the dominion of the world while we still live in the world, so that we can be those who embody in our lives another kingdom, the kingdom of God. And the whole work of the church is described in a very succinct way when Jesus says, this is eternal life, to know you, Father, and to know me. For at the very heart of our faith is this fundamental relationship, the relationship that we have with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. I love the way St. Paul referred to that in today's first reading. He talks about repentance toward God and faith toward Jesus Christ. Now think of that word, toward. To think of it, it means we're turned in a certain way. And the beautiful thing that happens in the lives of people, when they turn toward God, they experience repentance. And remember what repentance fundamentally means. It means a change of mind. It means a different way of looking at the world, a different way of looking at ourselves. Rather than being absorbed by the world, we recognize that we are to love the world, but we are to be absorbed, what? By our faith when we are turned toward Jesus Christ. This was at the heart of St. Paul's life. And when he is speaking to the leaders of the Ephesian church, I love the way he put this. I testified to both Jews and Greeks about repentance toward God, faith toward Jesus Christ, and now, as a captive of the Spirit. Isn't that a beautiful phrase? To be a captive of the Spirit. As Paul then goes on to say, my life is not about me. I count my life as worth nothing. What matters is Jesus. Those who were able to execute the Dunkirk evacuation included hundreds of little boats owned by British fishermen and others who were courageous to cross the English Channel in order to deliver their countrymen. Now, in the providence of God, the weather was perfect for this evacuation, and in ways that are in some sense unknown, the Germans decided to delay by 3 days going en masse to Dunkirk. There's an amazing thing about life, about faith. As we continue to live in this world where there is so much that is wrong, so much that is evil, so much that is destructive, we are a people who, because we know what it is to be in relationship with Jesus Christ, because we have faith in him, we see the hand of God at work in our community, at work in our lives. For you see, beloved, we're all about a rescue mission, rescuing people from the destruction that is at the heart of just being absorbed in this world, and saving people so we can be part of that great flotilla of boats that is heading towards heaven's shores.